The Association of Classical and Christian Schools presents Repairing the Runes, the 2018 ACCS Annual Conference, copyright 2018. You may make additional copies of this recording for use by your school, but please do not sell any copies of the recording. Learn more about classical Christian education and ACCS at classicalchristian.org.
Thank you, and good evening. Welcome to the very first ACCS National Honor Choir. We're pleased to have you with us tonight. The event is sponsored by ACCS and put on by New St. Andrews College. My name is David Erb, and I'm the music instructor, fellow of music at New St. Andrews College. And we're just delighted to be here with you tonight. Our theme, as you can see, is Joy in the Gates. You have your programs. Hopefully you all have one or can share with your neighbor. In it, you'll have the order of the pieces, of course. There's some program notes, and there are some songs that we'll invite you to sing along the way. And there are some songs in there, the psalms, that we're not inviting you to sing, but you can follow along and watch. They're through composed psalm settings, and it'll give you a taste of what they're singing in this style of music. So our first set that we'll sing for you are three settings of Psalm 122. You'll hear a metric version, which was a joyful sound to hear, a through-composed version, words straight out of the Bible, and then lastly, a version in Latin, Laetatu Sum. In any of the versions, the main idea is, I was glad. I was glad. And we are glad. We've had a great time this week together. We're glad to have the orchestra with us here tonight and you with us. I was glad. With all of the sets, we'd ask that you hold your applause till the end of the three pieces. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our second set are three settings of Psalm 100, an early American arrangement by Alice Parker, and then the through-composed setting in the middle, which is in your program again, and then lastly, the familiar Old Hundredth. You'll be invited to sing with us. The music is in your program, and it says which verses you are to sing, 1, 2, and 5, I believe. The first Psalm 122, being glad when they said to me, let us go to Jerusalem, that our feet are standing within your gates, and it being a joyful thing to have our feet in the gates of the city. Here, as it talks about entering into his gates, it talks about how we are to come. We're to come with thanksgiving and praise, but it says, all people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord. All people, not just the ones who might come to honor choir, not just the one who are the best piano players in the school. All people. There's no get out of jail card. There's no qualification. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord. And so we're very excited to get to do that tonight. So three settings of Psalm 100.
Jehovah alone, who reigns with his Son above all.
Amen indeed. This brings us to the center of our concert, the theme of the concert, Joy in the Gates. Now, the choir is going to sing a very simple canon, or a round, on Joy in the Gates. And they'll sing in different versions. There'll be the canon and a counter melody and a little ostinato the guys will get going on. And then when they're done, it will transition into a song many of you will recognize by Bach. And this theme we're going to impose upon this famous setting by Bach. So, Joy in the Gates.
Joy in the gates of Jerusalem, be to Zion.
Joy in the gates of Jerusalem, be to Zion.
Be to Zion.
Psalm 87, we have three settings. Familiar hymn that we invite you to sing, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken, which is based on Psalm 87. In the middle will be a through-composed setting of it, but the music this time is not mine, it's all Modest Mussorgsky from Pictures at an Exhibition, The Great Gate of Kiev. And then lastly, there'll be an aria, which has had the text change again, called a Contra Factum, by one of our faculty, Dr. Cody Lawn. We'd like to have him sing, and part of that is so you can have some sense of some of the faculty that have been put together to work with the children that are gathered here. With that, you'll see with the students some various helpers. We have faculty and student helpers. We have a number of students from New St. Andrew's newly established Conservatory of Music program, and so we're delighted that they can come here to start to get their feet wet and what it's like to help and train future students, with our current students, but you know what I mean. It's been a long week. And the faculty as well. A lot of times in schools, we only have children sing by themselves, but the Bible says the student along with the teacher. Historically, when we there's writings about the Levites, and when they would come into the temple to sing, their boys would come with them, and you'd hear the wonderful upper octave of the unchanged boy's voice. And of course, throughout the history of the church, most of the music that we sing, Bach, Tallis, Palestrina, all of that was written for men and boys. This most glorious music that we have in the history of the church was written for prepubescent boys. That's children's music. And they sang it with the adults, because the older are supposed to teach and train the younger. And the best way to do that is to do it with them. And then they get an experience that they can't have otherwise. So we're very pleased to get to put it together. It's something I do as much as I can, is to have different ages singing together. Well, in the middle of Psalm 87, there's this rather strange litany. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, and it goes on with a list of various places. It seems rather strange sometimes. It's not one of those passages that you make a poster of and put in your locker or in your bedroom or something like that, or on your mirror in the bathroom. Well, similarly, we have a bunch of people registered in your program, and they're from all over the place. This is our first year getting going, but we have students from Providence Classical Christian School in Seattle, Logos School in Moscow, White Horse Hall in Moscow, Care Paravel in Kansas, Tall Oaks in Delaware, Covenant Classical Christian School in Texas here, Bloomfield Christian in Michigan, Westminster School in Alabama, Geneva Academy in Louisiana, and then Regents Academy also in Texas. And then we have one other school, and we just want to give a special thank you to them, the Oak School from Spokane, Washington. They've brought half of their school, their upper school, to be here. Their entire school is in the choir. Their entire school is in the upper school choir. It's required. It's not an elective. It's not a choice. It's required. It's a core part of the program at their school. It's a core part of building the culture at their school. All people that on earth do dwell sing, not take calculus. Just saying. I have nothing against math, because music is math. We think there's the math people and then there's the music people, but we're so out of step with history. Music is one of the four mathematical sciences studied in the quadrivium. It's math beautified. It's math glorified. It's all math. I forget what I was going to say after that. At any rate, we're very pleased to have these students from all over the country joining us, and we hope, if God would continue this work and prosper the work of our hands, that next year when we do this, the list that I read of schools represented will be at least fourfold, what I just read to you. And part of that will be us having planted a seed and you watering it and you going back and telling your headmaster about it, or telling your music teacher about it, or telling families about it. And one day, this will not be the choir. This will perhaps be just one section of the choir. And that becomes more and more a picture of heaven. Because before the throne of heaven, it's not a question of whether you're in the choir, it's which choir are you in when you read Revelation 4 or 5. So we're thankful to be here, and we present three versions of Psalm 87 now. And you're invited to sing the first one.
Thank you.
So the last of the four psalms is Psalm 24. Now, most of you recognize the first setting we'll have. It's from Messiah by Handel, Lift Up Your Heads, taking the refrain, if you will, the second half of the psalm. Lift up your heads, ye everlasting gates. The middle is the through composed psalm, and then we end with a gospel setting that takes up the theme of the song. This is a psalm, all these songs have been set by many composers, obviously, but the second half of the psalm is particularly inspired composers. There's a dialogue that goes on. The beginning of the psalm proper asks some questions. It talks about the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and it asks some questions about who may come into the presence of the Lord, who may enter in. But at the second half of the song, there's a big change in the text. Lift up your heads, and there's this question and answer. And then, so we talked about how in olden days, when cities had walls around them, and the only way to get in was through the gate, you had to come, and you had to bang, and you had to ask to be let in. And then usually someone would look out and say, why should I let you in? Who are you? And we see this in the psalm. Who is this King of Glory? And then the answer comes back. There's this dialogue, and that's one of the reasons I think it's inspired so many composers, is the dialogue nature of that. And so we hear that in the Handel particularly, and we'll see kind of a call and response thing as well in the gospel setting. So we have three versions of Psalm 24.
Oh, cup and he made me full and he ordained me to do his will.
My God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Let's give him the praise.
My God is an awesome God. His wondrous acts let us proclaim.
But we're not done yet. Thank you. Thank you kindly. As I said to the kids, that's a lot of fun, but you ain't heard nothing yet. Couple of things before we wrap up. First, again, I'd like to thank the ACCS for pairing with New St. Andrews, as we have had a vision for this for a long time and have been able to bring this to pass this year, and we hope that we're able to do it many, many years into the future, and this is becomes just a wonderful part of the ACCS fabric and fiber, and marks us more and more, because God delights over us with singing, and God's people are a singing people. Isaac Watts says, "Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King may speak their noise abroad." More and more, we need to be known as a singing people. And we are. We sing at these conferences all the time, and it's something more and more that we're growing into. So we're thankful for that. NSA would like to invite you up to the 14th floor, if you like, for President's Reception. So after you... we finish and you get a chance to thank the singers. You're welcome to come up for that and just check it out. So 14th floor of the Embassy Suites. I'd like to thank all of the music teachers of the students that have come here for helping prepare them. They were to come prepared. We had varying degrees of that. You know, this is a hard program. Most of these students don't sing this stuff all the time. This was tough for them. But this is what we want to be singing. We are a classical group of people. And the church has the great storehouse of music. And it needs to be recovered. Just like many of us started with the lost tools of learning. And then we start reading these old books by old guys, Greeks and Romans and other things like that. Musically, we need to be singing the music of Palestrina and Tallis and Byrd and Buxtehude and Bach and Brahms, etc., etc. We need to reclaim these, so we are the ones who are singing them with joy and thanksgiving. Our last song is from what some consider to be the most famous work in Western history, the Bach B minor Mass. The music was set twice by Bach in the Mass. I've set a different text to it because I really wanted to sing on this program the text, Ego Sum Ostium. Behold, I am the gate. Whoever passes through me shall be saved. I couldn't find a good setting of it. Actually, I couldn't find any setting of it at all. And so I took the text and was able to put it over this very famous conclusion to the Bach B minor. It's really Bach. Bach took two styles. You have here two themes. The Ego Sum Ostium, which is kind of an old style theme, kind of a Renaissance theme, and then a more fanciful Baroque instrumental theme, Per me sequis introierunt salvabitur. Read, I missed one syllable, the one that we had to fix. Yeah. And so you hear that contrast back and forth, and in a sense, like we've talked about many times, it's a way of them singing to one another. Two of the things we talked about this week are singing to one another, as the Bible calls us to, and then also, as we've heard tonight, in great glory, as Psalm 87 said, both the singers and players on instruments say, all my springs are in you. And it's not just accompaniment that instrumentalists do. They are also speaking the message. They are glorifying the message, they're beautifying it, but they're also exegeting it. The music must match the text. Form and content must match. And so that's what a composer tries to do if they're being faithful to that. So we'll close tonight with Ego Sum Ostium, the retexting by Bach. Thank you for coming tonight and being with us. It's been a pleasure to work with the kids this week. They've been fantastic. They've worked so hard. They've really worked so hard. And I thank their teachers again. But I really thank them. It's been a pleasure. Great, great first group. I keep telling them they'll one day be an old dusty picture somewhere of the first group that did this. Look at them now. They're not a dusty picture. So thank you again, and good night.